जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, यशोदनंदना व्रज जन रंजना, यशोदनंदना व्रज जन रंजना, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवर धारी, जय गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी, जय गिरिवर धारी, यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजना, यशोदनंदना व्रज जन रंजना, मुना तीरावन चारी, मुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव बिहारी, राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे, जय राधा माधव राधा माधव राधे, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivita Gacharya Shtotra Satasi Shrimad Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Prem Se Kaho Si Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gopakta Vrinda Ki Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Srila Prabhupada Anuga Ki Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Nittai Gaura Premanande. All glories for some of the devotees. All glories for some of the devotees. All glories for some of the devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Sri Guru and Guranga. All glories, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Chapter 2, Text 34 of the Bhagavad Gita. Akirtim chapi bhutani katayishyanti te avyayam. Sambhavitasya cha kirtir maranad atirichyate. Please repeat. Akirtim cha pibhutani katayishyanti te avyayam. Sambhavitasya cha kirtir maranad atirichyate. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation: people will always speak of your infamy, and for a respectable person, dishonor is worse than death. Purport: both as friend and philosopher to Arjuna, Lord Krishna now gives his final judgment regarding Arjuna's refusal to fight. The Lord says, Arjuna, if you leave the battlefield before the battle even begins, people will call you a coward. And if you think that people may call you bad names, but that you will save your life by fleeing the battlefield, then my advice is that you do better to die in the battle. For a respectable man like you, ill fame is worse than death. So you should not flee for fear of your life. Better to die in the battle. That will save you from the ill fame of misusing my friendship and from losing your prestige in society. So the final judgment of the Lord was for Arjuna to die in the battle and not withdraw. Om Tatsat. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyam Ishwaram Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Dinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jayasi Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Yadvaita Gadatara Shivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Akirtim chapi bhutani katayishyantite avyayam sambhavitasya cha akirtir maranat atirichyate. People will always speak of your infamy, and for a respectable person, dishonor is worse than death. Bad name, infamy. People in this world like to be recognized in society. We want to be in people's good books. We don't want a bad name. How many of you here are afraid of a bad name in society? Raise your hands. How many of you are afraid of a bad name in society? You have a police case, court case, it came about in the paper. How many of you are afraid of it? Raise your hand. There are some who are yogis already. They don't mind bad name. Everybody is afraid, and they feel very deeply in their heart. If somebody speaks ill of them, maranat atirichyate, better to die than take that insult for a respectable person. This is, we're talking about respectable people, by the way. We're not talking about politicians. Every day they face a bad name and they just smile. You know, they're very thick-skinned. Like a buffalo, you know. The buffalo, when you see the buffalo, it's raining cats and dogs. And the buffalo is sitting like that, taking all the rain. And it's coolly walking. It doesn't feel anything. It doesn't run for shelter, you know. Yerumai. Thick-skinned. So, if it rains, pours, storms, there's thunder and lightning also, the buffalo just coddles along. Sometimes people are like that in this world. A lot of politicians are like that. They don't mind any amount of bad name. In fact, if there's no bad name, they feel very uncomfortable. So, there are only one species who are like that. I mean, don't worry. Bulk of the people are sensitive. I want to live a life according to rules, morals, ethics, codes, behavioral, requirements. And I want people to accept me in society. I want them to speak respectably about me. Oh, he's a gentleman. He's a respectable man. He's a man of words. He's an honest man. We want good name. And we're not working for good name simply like that. But in society, security comes if you have free, if you're free from any bad reputation. So this is important for us. Nobody likes to have a bad name. So Krishna here is trying to utilize that on Arjuna and telling him, he uses all sorts of methods to make him do his duty. He gave a philosophical explanation. He gave a scientific explanation of how the soul is different from the body. And by your killing them, they will not die. This is the truth. Avinashi tu tad vidhi yena sarvam idam tatam. Avinash. Each one of them cannot be destroyed. In this way, he gave lots of reasons. One of the reasons he gave is this. Society and recognition and acceptance in society. He said, people will say you're a coward. That great Arjuna who twangs the Gandiva bow and sends shivers through all his opponents. He ran away from the battlefield. He didn't want to fight this war. My, he's a real coward. I did not know this about him. This is what people will say about you. Naturally, Arjuna will feel, huh? I don't want them to say that. And fight. So Krishna was inciting Arjuna to be a Kshatriya. For a Kshatriya, it's very, very painful to hear something like this. You're a coward. He immediately will challenge you. He doesn't mind dying. Never wants a bad name. Never wants a bad name. That is Kshatriya spirit. Right? So Krishna is utilizing that to entice Arjuna to get up in the Kshatriya spirit and fight the war so that Arjuna can be utilized as an instrument in the hand of Krishna to institute dharma. Dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Krishna has come for that purpose. So, in society, all of us seek acceptance. I want to be accepted in society because I get security for myself, security for my children, security for my family members, and I get help from society, I can give help to society, and in this way we can live harmoniously. So, good name is very essential for most people. So, sometimes our name gets spoiled. Sometimes somebody spreads rumors about you. It is not true. Although you have not done anything wrong, but there are people who spread rumors. People are envious of you. You have some possessions, you have some property, you have some assets, you have some good karma. Then people become envious of you. Then they will spread some rumor about you. And that again is a bad name. Still, we have to face that. We have to stand up and clear ourselves. And sometimes it is painful. This again is one type of bad karma. Somebody spreads rumor about you even though you have not done anything wrong. That happens in this world, especially in Kali Yuga, it happens so often. You can just send one text message and that will go viral all over the place. Everybody will get it. Oh, really? Bhakti Vinod Maharaj did that, huh? I never knew this. Like that, it'll go all over Facebook, this thing, all over the world, everybody knows. And they write private emails to me and saying, Maharaj, is this true? Is this true? It's very easy to do that nowadays. So email is called evil mail. That's why we should not assume anything. Perception, they say, is more true than the truth for most people. When you hear rumors and you hear bad things about some people, that sticks more than the good things you hear about them. The nature of the material world and the material mind is, when you hear a bad thing about somebody, that is more deeply embedded in your head than the good things. Materialistic people always keep the bad things. I know this about you, I will use it against you. They will store these things in the memory. So even if there's a rumor, that will stick inside people if it is not clarified. Everybody is subjected to that. Everybody, all the demigods are subjected to that. All great leaders are subjected to that. Even the best of persons are subjected to that. You see, everybody, even Krishna was called a coward. You see, Jarasandha attacked for the 18th time. He came with a huge army. Kalayavana he brought with him along with his troops also. And then Krishna simply kept walking. He didn't take part in the war. He just walked out of the... At that time Kalayavana and Jarasandha chased Krishna and said, "You coward, you fit for nothing, you're running away, face me." All sorts of dirty things they were talking. Krishna, of course, is the Supreme Lord. So he didn't bother much. He just kept walking and walking and walking and led them into a cave where Muchukunda was there, and this fellow tripped over Muchukunda. Muchukunda looked at him and he burnt. Krishna thought the easiest thing than fighting you is to take you to Muchukunda. Because Muchukunda is sleeping there, and he has got made a special vow. Whoever wakes me up, I will just set him to fire by looking at him. That was a special boon he got. So Krishna knows that. He said, "Why I should spend a whole army? This fellow is attacking so many times. He's attacking 17 times over, 18th time. It's a waste of energy, everything. I will use somebody else to do the needful." So he took him right into the cave, and then Krishna disappeared in the cave. He stepped clean of Muchukunda and left. It was fully dark, and this Kalayavana, Jarasandha went there and stripped over Muchukunda. Muchukunda was sleeping after a long war for a long time. He didn't want anybody to disturb. That's why he went to that cave. And he had to get some rest. He fought for a long time for the Devas. He was a powerful king, very powerful Kshatriya. So he got very disturbed. He got up, "Who is that?" And he looked at Jarasandha, and Jarasandha became ashes. As soon as it was over, Krishna came out and gave his darshan to Muchukunda. And there was a wonderful darshan Muchukunda had, and he glorified Krishna and everything. At that time, Krishna suffered a lot of bad name. Jarasandha called him all sorts of names. Then, what about, they called him Ranchor since then, because one who ran away from the battlefield. And what about that great story, Shamantaka Mani? Krishna got a very bad name in that. You see, I will recollect to you briefly the story. Satrajit was a great devotee of Surya. And from his prayers and austerities and penances, he pleased Surya and got an amazing gift, the Shamantaka Mani. Beautiful, wonderful jewel. He was wearing it round his neck. And since he was wearing it around his neck, he was glowing almost like the sun god. Sun illuminates the entire universe. Yet Chakshuresa Shavita Sakalakrahanam Raja Samasta Suramurti Rasesa Tejaha Yasyagnaya Brahmati Sambrita Kala Chakro Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bajami. He is illuminating the entire planets with his Tejas. And that Satrajit, he came into Dwaraka showing off his Shamantaka Mani. Everybody in Dwaraka got attracted. Who is this person? So brilliant looking, wonderful. The jewel he is wearing, it looks like sun god has come here. Surya has come. They went and told Krishna. He was playing chess in his palace. They came to him and told, "Dear Krishna, I think Surya has come. He, demigod Surya himself has come." Krishna knows everything. He is situated in everybody's heart. In Surya's heart, who has not come here, plus in Satyajit's heart, who has come here. So Krishna is playing chess and he said, "That is not Surya. He is Satrajit. He has got the Shamantaka Mani. He has come to show off here. Actually, he should give that money to the king. That Shamantaka Mani belongs to the king. You cannot have a possession like this for yourself. Anything that is exceptionally good should be given to the Lord or given to the king. King is Naradeva. He is a representative of the Lord for all the people. So he should keep it. The Shamantaka Mani." So they all went with Krishna to Satrajit. But the Shamantakamani was such an amazing stone. You see, right? Whoever keeps the Shamantakamani worships the Shamantakamani. It delivers 170 pounds of gold every day. Every jeweler here in Vaishal Street would like to have it. Every jeweler all over Coimbatore would like to have it. Whatever the government law, whatever they do, gold tax, this, the up and down price, that Shamantakamani is with me, finished. But Satrajit was not a cheap jeweler. He was gaining 170 pounds of gold every day. And he was so wealthy. He was worshipping and every day getting 170 pounds of gold. He established a small temple and everybody was going to take darshan. In this way, he created a confusion. So Krishna knew this is going to create a problem. He was wearing it and everybody is watching it. So one day his son, Pasadena, I think his name is, he wore it to show off Shamantakamani, my father's. He wore it and went for hunting with the horse into the forest. He was not a great hunter. He was a cheap show-off. So some lion attacked him all of a sudden and he was not able to fight the lion. The lion killed the horse, killed him, took the Shamantakamani and went inside its cave. Jambavan also lived in the forest. He came to know, hey, what is this? And he came, heard from other sources that there is a wonderful jewel taken from here, that lion has got it. He went into the cave, Jambavan. Jambavan is so many, Lord Ramachandra's servant, even now in Krishna Leela, he is still there. He is throughout appearing. Great fighter, great Kshatriya. Jambavan has got the special boon. Since he's a great fighter, he likes to see fighting and he enjoys. He told the Lord, whenever you are fighting, I should be able to see it. All fighting scenes I want to see. You know, small kids and all want to see Bruce Lee, you know, Van Damme, that fellow, this fellow, and all kicking and fighting. And all the YouTube, they see all that. All these scenes, people like, you know, fighting scenes. And Jambavan really loved fighting. He was a great fighter. And he told Krishna, I want to see every time you fight. Said, I give you that boon. So he was the oldest witness of Krishna's fighting. When Krishna fought Madhu in Kaitava during creation, Jambavan was the only person clapping before creation. Because he got this boon. Whenever I fight, you will witness it. So wherever Krishna is fighting, he likes to see. Great fighter. So he went inside the lion's den, fought the lion, killed the lion, took the Shamantakamani and came to his wonderful place inside the hills and the rocks and the caves. Then he gave it to his son to play. You play. I am not going to wear the Shamantakamani and hang around and all that. I don't have much of a social this thing. So he gave it to him to play. So he gave, that small boy was playing with the Shamantakamani. In the meantime in Dwaraka, what happened? My son has not come back. Satrajit, my son has not yet come back. Hurry. See. Because before this, Krishna had gone with everybody and told Satrajit, don't keep the Shamantakamani like this. You must hand it over to the king. You must give it to the king, no? Ugrasena, you should give it to him. He is the king. He will keep it. And it represents all of us. He represents all of us and keep it. Satrajit said, no, I cannot give my Shamantakamani and all to anybody, Baba. I am so attached to it. It's giving 170 pounds of gold. It's a lie. How can I give simply like that, no? All my life is based on this only. Good name, wealth, everybody is looking at me. They are feeling, you know, my gosh, you know, envious of me and all that. That's what is the real rasa in life, you know. You have something and other people watch it and they say, wonderful, yes, I possess it. It is mine. It belongs to me. That is the rasa. You see. That is why people wear jewels and all those things. You mean to say ladies are all over jewelry shops, they are buying all the jewels to keep it inside their almirah and lock it and keep it? No, give a half a chance to wear it, they like to wear it and come outside and other people say, so beautiful, where did you get it from? Yeah, it is mine, my husband gave it, my brother gave it, my grandfather gave it, I bought it, whatever you want to say. That is the, that fine, for these moments only we go to big marriage parties and everywhere and they show off. Where did you get this from? Where you bought this car from? Where you got this jewelry from? Oh, wonderful, everything. This is what material life is about. So Shatrajit is a materialistic person. He was worshipping Surya. He is not going to give to Krishna. Although Shastra says Krishna's eye is Surya. And Krishna himself coming and asked, Satsajit, you give that to the king. Not for me, he gave the king. He didn't give. Then his son wore it and went to the forest and he never came back. So he connected it up. See, Krishna came and asked. I did not give. Now he is the person who has done something to my son and taken the Samantaka money. He spread the rumor. Because Samantaka money is very attached to. Samantaka money also gone, my son also gone. Very bad, he will be feeling. So he connected up here and there and said, it's only because of Krishna. Materialistic people, what do they know about who Krishna is? So he spread rumor that Krishna has taken the Samantaka money from my son and killed him somewhere in the forest. Everybody in Dwaraka heard that and they didn't like it. Cha-cha. And some people thought, oh, is it so? Maybe, what? I don't know, like that. So Krishna heard this. Then he thought, oh, I must clarify it. I must set it right. It should not be a rumor like this. So he took his chariot and went to the forest. He went to the forest. He saw there, as he combed the forest, he saw that Pasadena dead there. He saw the horse also dead. Then he heard from here and there, found some tracks, went in search of it, saw the lion's den. From there he heard that somebody is taken it here. He tracked the whole thing down, finally went to Jambavan's cave. He went to Jambavan's cave and he stood there inside and saw the small boy is playing with Samantaka money. So he just stood there next to the Samantaka money and that boy, that bear boy. As he was waiting there, suddenly that boy started calling for the father. And Jambavan came there. When Jambavan came, he did not think about Krishna or anything. He immediately thought somebody has come to take the Samantaka money. So he came out and attacked. And Krishna fought with him. They both fought, beating each other. Boom, boom. Solid shots, getting shot from Jambavan is not a joke. And Krishna also beat Jambavan. They were rolling on the floor, getting up, fighting, jumping, kicking on the chest. And like that they were moving through, a deadly fight was going on. And all the people who came with Krishna from Dwaraka, they were waiting outside, waiting outside, waiting outside. 1 day, 2 day, 3 days, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 12 days they waited outside because Krishna said, you wait, I'm coming, don't come. 12 days over. Then they thought, oh my gosh, something happened to Krishna. I think they went back to Dwaraka. But they were fighting for 28 days they fought. Jambavan and Krishna. 28 days, what a fighting scene it would have been. How much Jambavan would have enjoyed it. Fought for 28 days. Then Jambavan thought, who is this person, Baba? My one shot is enough to kill everybody. Somebody very familiar, his boxing is very familiar. I can feel that. Then suddenly by Krishna's arrangement woke up. He is my lord and master, Ramachandra. And he fell at his feet and held his feet and cried. What? You know very well I am Jambavan. And you're not revealing it to me. You're fighting with me. Sure, because you want to fight, you came here and you're extending and shutting off my realization about you. 28 days we've been fighting and you never revealed to me that you are Ramachandra. Right? Because Krishna wants to enjoy a fight. He's also got the fighting spirit and to fight with Jambavan is the best. And that is why he recognized these blows. I can understand. This is Ramachandra's blows. In this way, Jambavan became so happy. Then Krishna told him the whole story, bad name and all they are giving me. So I just came to take the, was tracing the Samantaka money. I saw Satrajit's son and all killed there, everything. I want to just relieve myself of this bad name. So immediately Jambavan took the money and I'd be so happy to give it to you. Not only I give the money, I give my daughter Jambavati also in marriage to you. So inside the cave, marriage also was done and Krishna came out with Jambavati and the Shamantaka money, went back to Dwaraka. Everybody welcomed Krishna. He's got Jambavati as his new wife. One of the 8 principal wives of Krishna. Jambavati, very beautiful. So, Krishna went with everybody to Shatradit's place. And he gave him the Shamantaka money and said, this is where the Shamantaka money was. You can go and see. Ask Jambavan. Whole world knows Jambavan. He was having it safely. I brought it for you. I have nothing to do with it. And Satchidrit's face became so small. He thought, become a very cheap fellow because of this jewel. My name is now completely spoiled as the person who suspected Krishna. Krishna came here and just left. He felt very bad. He said, no, you keep the Shamantaka money. Keep my daughter also, Satyabhama. Shatrajit's daughter was Satyabhama. There are lots of stories connected who Satyabhama was in previous life, who was Shatrajit in previous life, where is this money coming from? It is coming from so many. Shankachuda had it on his head, the gopis got it, Radharani got it, Balaram got it, like that's a big history. We are not going into that. So, his bad name was cleared. Krishna's bad name. Of course, the story goes further. Shatrajit gets murdered. Satyabhama cries. And Akrura is involved in it. 100%. So all sorts of things happen in the story. I'm only saying portion of the story. You know, it's such a wonderful story. I know sometimes people are talking about Lord of the Rings, one movie came. One ring. All sorts of stories about it. Just a ring. They should make Shamantaka jewel, fantastic story. It's a real life story, Krishna's Leela. It's an amazing story, a lot of intrigue, enviousness, passion, victory, forgiving. All sorts of things happen because of the Shamantaka money. Wherever there is some wealth like jewel, gold and everything, something keeps happening there. So Krishna cleared his name. Even Krishna can get a bad name. What to speak of you and me? What to speak of you and me? But a devotee of the Lord, he is a person who cannot get a bad name because he's always doing good for people and his life is open. Sometimes people out of hatred for Krishna's devotees may spread some rumors. But those things will not stand. Because a devotee of the Lord, he is completely engaged in the service of the Lord. Since he is engaged in a focused way in the service of the Lord, not thinking of anything else, Krishna will protect that person. You think Krishna will keep quiet if Arjuna gets a bad name? No. So many times Krishna helped Arjuna. In that pastime of Santana Gopalan, where that Brahmana came and tell every time my son is born, he dies and no Kshatriya is fit to protect me here. And then Arjuna will vow that I will protect you and then with the arrows he will cover the things till the sun will disappear. And then he will say, I told you that if I am not able to protect, I will burn myself and die. And he built a pyre to die. Then Krishna said, don't worry, I will protect your name. And then he went right up to sing, got all the sons of the Sivlila. So even Arjuna, when he got a bad name, Krishna protected him. Kaunteya pratijanahi name bhakta pranashyati. Krishna never likes to see his devotee given a bad name, blasphemed or anything. Whoever does that will suffer very horribly. Krishna takes a bad name, doesn't mind. My name spoiled, I don't mind. But if my devotee's name is spoiled, that person is finished. Krishna will personally come and do the needful. So therefore, bad name is bad. Sometimes in the material world, a good name also is bad. That's the interesting thing about the material world. Because who is the one giving you the good name? A lot of people who don't understand the truth, who don't understand God, who don't understand anything about themselves. So Prabhupada told us that, you know, only people who are Savit Varahoshtrakarai Samstuta Purusha Pashu Jatunama Gadagrajaha. Those people who are dogs, hogs, camels, animalistic people, only they don't glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has got such a fantastic name, Uttama Shloka. He has got an amazing reputation because he is God. He is a Supreme Godhead. But still there are people in this world who won't sing his glory, won't recognize him, because they are dogs, hogs, camels, pigs. That is mentioned. So in this world, people who don't worship the Supreme Lord, they are not religiously oriented, they are not dharmic, they are so materialistic. If you get a good name from them, what is the use? What is the use of getting a good name from people who are animal killers, who are sense gratifiers, who will kill people and not give them protection, who are involved in politics, who are involved in stealing power and money and wealth and everything? If they give you a good name, is it worthwhile? Or if you get a good name from Krishna and his devotees, that is more worthwhile. Right? So sometimes a good name from these type of people is really a bad name only. You see, because people who are like that same kind, they will praise those people of the same kind. Only donkeys know how to praise another donkey. If they want to vote for a donkey, they will vote for that donkey who is the donkeyest of all of them. Isn't it? Who has a characteristic perfectly of a donkey to the highest degree, he will get all the vote. Same way, people who are animalistic tendencies, if they vote for you and say, you are a wonderful person, then you must consider that they have found some animal tendency in you. That's why they are voting for you. So is their good name very important for you? At the same time, if they call you a bad name, should it worry you? No. This way devotees understand, bad name, good name, I don't care from you. That is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. My devotee, he is Sukha Dukha Samekritva Labho Alabho Jaya Jayo Tato Yuddhaya Yuddhasva Naivam Papam Avapsyasi. Whether he gets a bad name or not, whether he is good, this thing or that, he doesn't. He is simply interested in my service. And Krishna, if he recognizes a devotee, if Krishna's devotee recognizes a devotee, nothing like it. That is the best name you can get. So we should strive for satisfying Krishna and getting his favor. Getting Krishna's devotee's favor, that is the best name. The whole world may not recognize you. But if Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada or such devotees come in the line, recognize your devotional service, that means Krishna has recognized you. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, yasya aprasadat nagati kutopi. If you can please Krishna's devotee and he recognizes you, wonderful. Thank you very much. What a great service you have done. You are a very special person. You have put this endeavor like this. Then that's the best, much better than Nobel Prize or any other thing you can get in this world. So, devotees don't care for good name in this material world. They want definitely some recognition from Krishna. That is the best name. The whole world may recognize you, and if Krishna and Krishna's devotee does not recognize you, you are still a useless person. But if the whole world doesn't recognize you and Krishna and his devotee recognize you, you are topmost. You have the greatest position. So these are some, you know, interesting understanding about a bad name and a good name. here Arjuna is being taunted by Krishna, telling him that as per Varnashrama, as a Kshatriya, you should do your duty. If you run away from the battlefield, you'll get a bad name. So I request all of you to chant the holy name and get a good name with Krishna. That is the easiest route to become a person having good name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you simply chant these holy names, Krishna will recognize you and you have the best name. The holy name will give you good name with Krishna. The holy name sometimes may not give you good name with your family members and with the rest of the society. Never mind. With Krishna and Krishna's devotees, you will get a good name. So which do you want? How many of you want a good name from Krishna and his devotees? Nitai Gaura Premanande. Thank you. Hare Krishna.